Thursday, January 26th, from the network that brought you The Vampire Diaries and Gossip Girl, comes the CW's wickedly irresistible new series, Riverdale. Welcome to Riverdale, the small town with big secrets. The story begins with a new year at Riverdale High and the grisly discovery of the body of one of its brightest young stars. As the shock of an entire town sets in, suspicions and questions arise, of course. Who killed Jason Blossom and why? What did everybody really do over the summer, and with whom did they do it? The series is based on characters from the beloved classic Archie Comics. Did you ever read it? And which character are you? Are you good girl like Betty, or more of a Veronica? Are you like golden boy Archie, or are you a misunderstood loner like Jughead? Which character are you secretly crushing on? Get ready, because in this twist on the classic, there's a lot more to each character than meets the eye. In Riverdale, nothing and nobody are as they seem. Don't miss the thrilling premiere of the must-see new drama, Riverdale, Thursday, January 26th, only on the CW. Welcome to the Bachelor After Show here on AfterBuzz TV. You guys, we have a couple things to address tonight, namely Corinne. We have Alexis and her use of move bitches, which has become a new phrase for the season. And my God, Danielle L. We're going to break it all down right here on AfterBuzz. Let's do it.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion. AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Guys, welcome back to your Bachelor After Show here at AfterBuzz TV. Officially, I believe, in 112 countries now. And just got some love from Abu Dhabi right before the show. You guys are the best, and we are so excited to be here every week with you. We're sans one person tonight. But we lost a girl, we added a girl, and we added an effeminate personality over here. Or so he described himself tonight. Mr. Brooks Forrester. Brooks, how you doing?
Wait, I did not describe myself.
Tell the story real quick.
Someone
said you have an effeminate personality?
Yeah. See, he's using the word effeminate, too.
I don't know
if that's a word, but yeah.
It's not a bad thing. I've been told I have that, too. It means we're sensitive and we're in tune with
how we
feel.
We're emotional.
As guys.
Yeah, it's okay.
That's an okay thing.
Yeah.
Next to you, she's been gone 2 weeks. But she wasn't gone from our hearts. Her name is Chelsea Breach. Welcome back, Chelsea.
Fresh off your recent suspension.
How does it feel?
Do you
want to
talk
they
about
really
it?
Missed me.
Or...
I was not suspended, you
Where
guys.
Were you? Tell us. Get 20 seconds for you. Go.
20 seconds? I was at home in Florida for the holidays, and I extended my stay because I really miss my family. And then I was watching the Alabama National Championship game, which we lost,
tied.
And 15, I don't want to talk about
16. Yeah, I texted you as soon as the show was over last week.
I know.
You still wear Alabama colors, kinda? You got some crimson in those,
I mean,
those
I gotta,
flowers?
Were you flipping back and forth between the game and Bachelor, or to be honest? Or did you
no,
just say you're
actually,
not watching
no,
the
I
game?
No, I wasn't, you guys. I was at the bar just, like, pacing around the whole bar.
Did you drink more after the loss or before the loss? Can you answer that on here? I'm retweeting the link
people
that follow me on Twitter.
I was kidding. Before. I was,
because...
I mean, let's be honest. We were on the hunt for our 17th national championship.
Yeah.
So I was like, we're just gonna have a great time. We're gonna watch some football. We're gonna win. And
it's all about numbers for you guys over there at Alabama, isn't it?
Well, so now you know 15. Brooke's voice. That's Chelsea's voice. My name is Danny. This is my voice. I'm a little raspy. Sorry for those of you who listen. I don't know what.
I don't know what's going on.
I'm not sick.
Nice.
I feel great.
You look great, and you sound awesome.
I was gonna say you kind of look a little sick.
Ouch! All right, you know who did look great tonight? Who is there? There are two
girls.
I'm gonna
say it on the count of three.
Wait. Okay. There are two girls in the house who have come up majorly for me. Like, we knew they were beautiful, but tonight I was just like, holy.
Okay,
actually,
one, two.
Wait, are we saying both names or one
just
name?
Just one.
Chelsea, you have
you
to say a name, too.
Say Chelsea. I don't understand what's happening.
No, it's okay. We're saying the girl who came up for Danny, who he's like,
okay,
whoa.
Okay, can I get in on this?
Yeah, we
for
all have to
you?
Say. No, for all of us. Which girl tonight stood out as like, oh my gosh, she really came out of nowhere. Like, she is stunning.
Okay, I'm just going to say the one that I think you're going to say.
No.
Yeah, you're going to say.
Wait, you guys think you know
one,
what I'm going to say?
Yeah, all right,
ready?
One, two, three.
Whitney.
Yes, do it.
Yes.
Jeez.
I mean,
you were perving a dish, dude. You got googly eyes, dude. That's a line from Sandlot if you haven't seen the movie. You were
I
perving
love
a
that
dish.
You just, I love that you just pulled out a line from Sandlot. We knew she was beautiful. You called her night one. You said, I think she's a dark horse. I just noticed her a lot
Thanks
more tonight.
Like,
oh, my God.
I didn't notice her until really you pointed her out, to be honest.
When are you going to notice her?
Maybe next week.
When is Nick going to notice her is the
it
question.
Is. They even throw her name and her job very quickly.
What's her job?
Screen.
Yeah, what's her job?
I don't even know. I think Pilates instructor. But they do not give her time. They're like, here she is.
Because, like, kind of as always, I mean, if it's not dramatic, like, all this drama is going to take time almost over anything, like, solid.
By the way, shout out to Steven back there playing the little...
Shout outs.
Steven, how you doing back there?
Doing good. How you guys doing?
What accent was that? Accent? Is that a little New York sass you got there?
Accent? I don't know. What are you talking about, accent?
What are you talking about? Hey,
I got the DVDs.
Hey, this guy.
This guy. Hey, you came in with the Backstreet Boys, which, by the way, Chelsea, did 15-year-old Chelsea, or how old were you? 12?
You guys, 12? Backstreet Boys was my first concert that I ever went to.
Mine too.
My mom surprised me with the tickets, and I
place,
was
and who'd you go with?
My mom, and I don't remember what the center at home was. BB, I think it's not the BB&T Center.
Was it? Where something. Was it? Down in Florida?
Yeah, in Fort Lauderdale.
What?
What were you expecting out of the show? What were your expectations as a
kid? When I went to the concert?
Yeah, you're like, I'm going to see
everything,
them.
It was everything that I ever wanted to. Like, I'm pretty sure that Nick Carter waved to me. It's really not a big deal. And
I don't want to talk about it. Can we have 5 minutes? It. Great.
But I think that was awesome. That was really fun that they brought them in. Because they know, like, those girls are going to love that, no matter how old they are or what the scenario is.
Yeah. Do you think it was to pump up the residency that's happening in Vegas?
Of course it was. It was like, great, yeah.
Great plug.
That's what he said. We're practicing for residency or whatever he said. Like, a nice
little
plug.
Tickets are on sales right now at SmithTix.
I'm going to tweet out the link. No, I thought it was awesome, but... I mean, anytime I see Backstreet Boys or NSYNC, I'll be there.
Oh, NSYNC, I think I was more of an NSYNC guy, to be honest with you.
Without question.
Yeah, I was an NSYNC guy or Backstreet. I liked them both. I had both.
And, I'm still
and
an NSYNC
I'm
girl.
The feminine one.
I had both compact discs in my car. Who did you listen to? Did you listen to one of those?
I didn't listen to either.
Neither.
No.
I don't believe you.
Right, so tell me your favorite NSYNC song ever. He's telling the truth. He can't even name one.
Are they the ones that do the bye bye bye?
Oh my god.
Okay. Yeah. You did that very well.
Yeah.
We're saying bye.
I don't know NSYNC, but I know their dance moves. Come on, Brooks.
Corinne, get it together.
All right, so let's take it to the top.
Corinne has got to get it together.
Yeah, before we get to Corinne, let's get through the rose ceremony so we can, because we got to tie up a little bow on last week.
Fine.
Let's do it.
Nick walks in the house, all the girls. By the way, I have to give Nick this.
Mm-hmm.
If you're going to pick an outfit to deliver some bad news, this went back to, like, the first season when Nick was on Andy's season, and I was like, that guy has the best style in the house. He had a tweed blazer with a floral tie and a pocket square to match some of the flowers. Are you kidding me, Nick? That was
I've
the best
never,
outfit.
I did not even notice that.
Best outfit he's worn the entire season so far.
I just thought it looked happy. I was like, that's a happy outfit.
Well, if you're going to deliver some bad news, you dress happy.
Yeah.
That's what he did.
I would agree with you.
Gotta give props to my guy.
And what are you thinking about, Millennial Miss? That's your blog. Check it out.
What a plug.
Yeah, what a plug.
In case you didn't hear me, said it was the Millennial Miss. It's not a big deal. I didn't notice his outfit actually at all.
Surprising.
Like, at all.
Gosh.
Well, I don't want to stay stuck on this mute point.
You call me a feminine. Wait, what? So, by the way, the NSYNC versus Backstreet Boys, tweet us your thoughts. We want to know. Tweet us Backstreet Boys or NSYNC, whichever one you
are.
Whichever one will forever hold a place in your heart, tweet the three of us. I want to do a little poll and run
this. Okay, let's do it.
Can I say what we're going to do at the very end of the show in response to that as well?
You absolutely can.
Okay, great. We're going to do 5-minute question and answer, Danny's idea, but I think it's great. Last 5 minutes of the show, we are going to do a question and answer session right there in the chat roll. So if you...
I typed it into the people in the chat roll already are aware.
So if you're listening to the podcast right now and it's Tuesday, you missed out!
No, this is something for the people that listen to the podcast to know, is that when you tune in live, if you can, I know some people have work problems in East Coast and other countries, but if you ever can get in live with us, we try to do some things and bring in questions and comments throughout the show and shout you out. So if you can ever join us, we love that.
Well,
we would
class
love that.
Participation. We love it.
Yeah, and if not, tweet us the questions. We like to retweet stuff and shout you out there as well. So, rose ceremony. I thought there was a moment, though, before he gives out the roses. We saw a little premonition of what we were going to see tonight later on. That was his conversation with Danielle L. on the couch during the cocktail ceremony. And they have this moment where Nick just looks like he's really into her. And we're starting to see, like, whoa, this is really... And he goes, I really want to get to know you more. And he said that exact... quote, but he said it with a little Nick flavor that you don't see him talk to girls with very often. And that's
true,
when
true
I
interest.
First thought. True interest.
What
and that's
weird.
When I
not
first thought. I was like, Nick might really be into... She was the first girl out of the limo. We've talked about this. She's stunning.
Yeah.
And they hadn't shown much of her up until this point. If you guys are only seeing me right now, Brooks and Chelsea are having a little hug, side hug
no,
fest.
No, is this...
I think I flicked the wire
over there.
Yeah. I'm just going to wear it.
Yeah, so I kind of got a little preview for that. We also saw a little preview of how crazy Corinne was going to get.
She is so batshit crazy. I don't know if I can say that. I'm sorry. She
you really can say is. Whatever you want.
But, like, I mean, as much go as ahead, I kind Josh. Of want to hate her, I don't know. You guys, there is no one like her. I mean, yeah. She is TV absolute gold. Like, and I think that's genuinely, like, what we're seeing, I would venture to believe, is exactly how she is in quote-unquote real life.
Yeah. I would agree. Right?
I mean, it's just, it's another level.
Do you imagine her audition and them coming in, the producers like, are all sitting down,
her.
And they're
we
like,
found her.
You guys.
Yeah.
Like, I mean,
we struggled.
Yes. Yeah. No, for sure. It's incredible.
Yeah. Would she say?
She could.
Because she's kind of not, in terms of like being a villain, she's not like real villain-esque.
Yeah.
Because she's not really a threat. At this point, the girls are like, okay, it's great.
But no, but I think almost in a twisted way, the girls are now viewing her as a threat.
Really? When the nanny thing came out of the bag, I think everyone went, okay.
Yeah.
Now we can.
Now we can relax.
Reason to. We don't feel bad for judging her.
She has a nanny.
I know. Let's get to this. So, anything else, the rose ceremony? Is this? That's where she goes to sleep and she cries in the bathroom. Was right before the rose ceremony.
She yeah, right, right, she was right. In like her
crying
trench
because
coat
her trench coat
cream.
Plan didn't
She's
work
like,
with
I'm
Nick.
Ready for a serious commitment. Here's
I'm ready.
Cream.
I'm ready
like,
to go to
on.
That intimate level with yeah. him. Oh, after your non-existent one date.
Yeah, and on a bed in front of the fountain, out in the driveway.
Large pillow.
I
didn't actually tweet it.
Can you tell him? Because I thought it was really funny.
What was it?
Oh, it was just about like Kren's like, I'm ready to sleep with Nick, and the producer's like, yeah. You're just bunk beds. We don't have any free beds.
Let's put a bed out in the middle.
Chris Harrison walks in. How about just a small, large, maybe pillow in front of the fountain?
That's so funny.
Perfect.
Perfect.
Done.
This is the last rose.
She's like salt. So roses. They go to Astrid, Taylor, Whitney. That was when I first was like, oh.
Who was in that? Talk about outfits. Who was in that black dress?
Do you with the bra underneath?
Nope. This is another one. It went like this. She was right in front. Brunette. If anyone knows what I'm talking about, that dress was absolutely stunning.
I need to see a picture.
It was like a cutout.
So you do
boots.
Notice outfits.
Just not
yeah,
Nick's.
Just, yeah.
Yeah,
okay. I mean, I'm just honestly not looking at Nick
She's
at
looking
all.
For future blog posts, okay?
I got it.
So we got roses. Astrid, Taylor, Whitney, Christina, Danielle, Rachel, Vanessa, Raven, Jamie, Dominique, Sarah, Alexis, Brittany, Josephine, Jasmine. Going home is Haley, which I was surprised about.
I was surprised by that, too.
Lacey, and a yellow dress girl, which I can't remember her name.
Did you hear what she said when she was leaving? She's like, you'll do great.
You'll do great, bud. go get him, slugger.
Like, what a supportive ex-girlfriend.
Go get him, boss.
Yeah.
You got
it. So weird. You'll do great.
You know, in that rose ceremony, I caught on to something I haven't caught on in the past, and I don't know if this is a new thing for the editors, but they set up Danielle, like, her being the nervous one about the rose. There's, like, three different clips about things
her,
that she was
then
nervous
they called her.
And then well it wasn't like that dramatic call that we usually see like they reserve her till the end. She just got she was in the mix, but then they set it up for the date because then she had this amazing date, and I don't want to necessarily go there, but I had never seen them do that in the rose ceremony. What I'm trying to say is that and they just had some interesting editing techniques that have been done in this episode. I like to watch like how they're putting it together, and they're mixing it up, which I think is keeping all of us more engaged
in
the show.
So I actually took notes on this. The three girls that they did a little package on of, am I going to get a rose? They do the voiceovers before they pass out the roses. First was Christina.
Yeah.
The second was Vanessa, which we see get a one-on-one later in the show. Yeah. And then Jamie, which we see get a rose, but we don't see a lot of the rest of the show. And then the last girl they did it with that didn't get a rose and went home. So
I'm not the only one that's watching.
No, I paid attention. I put little accents. <That's it.
Yeah. laughs> You did this when Danny said Vanessa. What was that?
No, it was
like
a
you
good,
love her.
Love her.
So the three girls that go home: Haley, Lacey, yellow dress. Surprise, Chelsea. Any of them?
No, I don't remember who Haley is.
Haley had the bobby pin tat that everybody talked about. She had a bobby.
She was a photographer.
No, I'm not surprised.
Yeah. Photographer,
and
23,
I don't even
Vancouver.
Know the yellow dress's
wore
name.
The black with the bra underneath. Me and Danny were like, "What is that? Is that a dress?"
She was hysterically crying. At the end when she was
leaving. Yes, she turned, gave it back to the camera. Yep. Dramatics. Pause. Yeah.
Just want to find love.
So can I move into the first date card?
Yeah. Moving, man.
Alexis reads it. It's Danielle L., Kristen, Christina, Whitney, Taylor, Jasmine, Corinne, in quotes, everybody. There was maybe about a 4-second pause where everybody looks around.
And then a producer from the side said something. Because they all turned their heads.
Oh. No, I thought they started playing music.
They
or
did.
Was that just, was that in the house?
Well, then maybe they did just play the music in the house.
I think
they
were playing it in the house, like through the system.
Yeah, I do too.
Yeah, I do too. No.
And then, the guys walk in.
I regret saying what I said, because now I'm looking like a dumbass.
Immediately regret it.
Jeez.
Oh, yellow dress. Thank you, Mabry Montgomery. The yellow dress belonged to Elizabeth.
Elizabeth.
I forgot there was a Liz and an Elizabeth. See, that's good. Yeah, it was kind of cool to see the Backstreet Boys walk in. They all freaked out. I was wondering if some of them would even really know, you know what I mean? Much like they knew who they were, but not know their music, other than like their
like
five
Corinne, because she's 24?
Yeah, like, yeah. Some of the really, really young girls. Like, Taylor's 23.
Oh, is she really?
Yeah.
God.
Very accomplished, 23, but 23 is still 23.
When did Backstreet Boys
they would
take their hiatus?
I mean, you guys, we're not that old.
10.
Oh.
Yeah.
We're kind of that old.
Yeah.
Or 11-ish, you know what I mean? That's pretty young. I don't know.
Like, she would know who One Direction is, I guess.
More of a One Direction fan, so
Harry Styles. I'm more of a 1D. Yeah, a lot of people came in on the chat row. We were hot with the 1D, but... the whole... Corinne starts coming out with the nanny stuff in here. And talking about planned dancing, by the way, that quote, my God... Can we talk about that for a second?
I tweeted. I was like, can someone just say something? Like, the girl just sat on TV and she goes, like, plan dancing? Are you kidding me? Choreography. The word is choreography.
Like, every week I had something. I had something. I had something to my vocabulary from Corinne. And this week I'm adding planned dancing. I want to, like, work that into my vocabulary.
I feel like
planned
that'd be a great...
dancing. Never in my life have I heard someone call it that.
You guys want to get some drinks and go planned dancing?
Yeah, you guys, come on over to our studio where we specialize in planned dancing. Like, that's
someone's
a commercial.
Someone's going to do
something
with that, because that's funny.
Oh my gosh, Aisha Wilson just called all the girls on the show fetuses. They are very young. I would agree with you there. Fetuses might be a little aggressive, but I get where you're going for, and I agree with you.
Okay, never mind.
Let's just move on.
Yep. Let's just skim past
Did you
that.
Really, until we get to the conversations after the concert, did you notice any of the girls really vibing with Nick besides Danielle L? They really gave her a lot of camera time.
Where was your question?
So they're practicing choreography
before
the concert, and then the concert. Danielle L was really the only one that stuck out to me. Like, Kristen was there, and they didn't show Kristen much.
At all.
They only really showed... Danielle and then Corinne in the corner running
but
out.
But the who's the dancer that I
Jasmine.
Like? Jasmine. They showed her a little bit. I think
she was
rocking it.
And maybe she was killing.
Maybe they didn't because she was just like so crushing it.
Yeah.
But
I mean, I thought she was going to win probably just because.
But all the camera time on Danielle probably let us as viewers know that she was going to get
it. She was going to get
But in their conversation again and in their time, like, we see them dancing in the room later and Chelsea noticed...
That little butt grab.
Yeah, not a little.
Okay, it was
first. Her hands were this way.
Well, I was just trying to be somewhat. Like, I know. Okay, so they're making out.
And then his Nick's hands slide down.
Yep.
Full butt cheek grab.
Full butt cheek grab.
Not one.
I saw it.
Two. Both cheeks.
Yeah, and it wasn't like a quick one. It was like he was holding it.
He said, hey, baby.
Yep.
I'm right here.
I'm not going anywhere.
What was the cheese pasta thing? Jasmine and Courtney Reeves
were
both saying cheese pasta.
Oh, that was with the nanny. She was saying that her nanny is... cuts her cucumbers, something else, and makes her cheese pasta.
Oh my God, yeah.
And she just can't make the cheese pasta the same way that, what's the name's name? Rachel?
Raquel.
Yeah. Raquel.
It makes her happy. And I'm not going to stand in a way of a woman's happiness.
Wait. Julia Au says cheese pasta must be rich people slang for mac and cheese. I love that.
Oh my God, wait, but seriously.
Can you please tweet that to me so I can retweet that, Julia?
No, wait. Time out. Seriously.
That's such a good thought.
No one says I want cheese pasta. You guys, I didn't even realize that.
Yo.
You think it's macaroni and cheese?
I think it's mac and cheese.
I can't.
No.
My gosh. Wait,
yeah,
time out.
Because what else would cheese pasta be?
I'm going to do this right now. I don't ever really
jumping
do
on Twitter? Is that what
I'm
going to
Instagram this. Guys, we're live in the middle of our show here on AfterBuzz TV talking about The Bachelor. Mm-hmm. And this is Chelsea. This is Brooks. I want to do a little poll.
Hey, guys.
Corinne called it cheese pasta on The Bachelor tonight. We want to know do you guys think she was really just talking about macaroni and cheese? Let us know. That's Chelsea's thought. I think she's right.
Fit that in 10 seconds.
So
yeah,
impressive.
How'd you do that fast?
Because
you get 15 seconds on Instagram. Did you know that?
Oh,
my gosh. That literally just blows my mind. I didn't even think about that. She calls mac and cheese pasta. Sorry, we just spent like 3 minutes.
You know what's
that,
even? It would be even more comical if it turns out that it's actually just mac and cheese out of the blue box. Like, tries to make it like her as if it were some special recipe. Go to her house.
She said things like she cuts my cucumbers. Like, she can't even cut a cucumber.
It sounds like a euphemism.
She cuts my cucumbers?
She cuts my cucumbers.
Oh my gosh. Just that how is I like it. So funny.
I mean, who is the one that
thank you, Julia.
Her husband's.
Liza Bautista saying, if it's mac and cheese, she will die.
I know.
Daniel Heggie's loving this. Biba C. She says she's definitely talking about mac and cheese. Stephanie Ortiz hopes it's mac and cheese. Everybody thinks it's mac and cheese. Underhill.
Wait, whoever brought that up, seriously.
Jasmine John's calling it craft dinner. Are we going to have a craft dinner this evening?
Craft dinner?
Oh my gosh, this is amazing.
It's incredible.
Yeah, okay. Chelsea, that's great. That you just had that thought in your brain. You came right out with it. That's a good one. All right, moving on to the next date card. You guys good with this?
Yeah, we're ready. We're just reading tweets. Sorry.
Dad, are you here?
He's here.
Yeah.
All right, next date card. Danielle M. reads it, which we didn't see any of, by the way, tonight. Vanessa,
cute.
You make me feel like I'm floating. They go up in the zero-G plane, and they get to... That looks so... Up until the moment she threw up, it looks so fun.
I want to say something about that.
Yeah.
About her getting sick. But I want to reverse first.
reverse.
Her hair looks absolutely impeccable while she's flying. It's like a shampoo commercial.
Oh, she has like perfect volume.
No, it's like anyone else who that day was meant for her, because anyone else who's doing that, like if it was me, my hair would be like on my face, I'd be like choking on it. And then there she is getting sick. Like such a vulnerable thing, especially on your first date. That's so mortifying. Because I swear to God, she looked good like being sick.
Do you think
like,
they
she
added
did it in such a?
Do you think they added in the throw up sound, the gagging sounds, or was that really her?
No, I
you
think
could hear it like
I
boost,
think that
boost
was.
It.
Boosted yeah, they might have just boosted it, well, but you have to think like. I mean, this is kind of gross, but I don't think you can like silently.
No, you can't.
Let's get to the bottom of this, because they had to have had, well, they had to have their mics on, right?
But
and then everything
weird,
else was just GoPro.
But you could only hear the sound from a little bit away.
Because when Nick was talking,
I think they enhanced the gag sound.
But it was there.
Enhance.
Anyways, my point being is that she's basically a perfect human being.
I have to give Nick major props too. When she started throwing up, you could tell A, it was very cool of him to be as involved as he was, but B, his care level for her, the way he massaged her foot, and then when they were leaning against the wall, he put his arm around her and he was kissing her cheek and the side of her head, really comforting and consoling her, reassuring her that it's okay, it's not that big a deal, he doesn't care. They both popped gum right away. He kissed her anyways.
Yep.
That was really cool to see.
I think I'm curious to see if on the editing board they were like, well, we can't include all of the kisses. Or if they're like, include all of them so it looks like they're kissing a ton, because that's what it looked like. I'm like, they kissed the whole time.
But you could tell.
Which
with
I
the
thought
gum.
What I'm saying is great. I mean, even after they're getting off the plane, they're kissing the
whole
time.
I think that's great.
I'm
I guess like, it goes to my point. What I'm saying is that I think a lot of America saw the softer side of Nick tonight. You know, not that we haven't seen it before.
It does exist.
It does exist. And I think we saw a little bit of that tonight with Vanessa, more than we've seen with any other girl. I think that really shines a light on her, like puts her into she's top 3-4.
Oh, I think she's
hometown.
For sure. She's going home.
I think
100%.
Her level of we know what quality we see because we see more in the house.
Yeah,
we know it's there. He's now starting to see it. What I'm afraid of is that she's going to see some of the Corinne stuff and let that cloud.
Like she alluded to in her conversation out front of the mansion.
Yeah,
on the steps.
Yeah. I mean, to be completely honest, if that's what happens and she's like, look, if you are in to that type of a woman, I am the complete opposite, so I'm out, I wouldn't knock her for that.
Vanessa
and Crane are completely two different levels. So, you know, if Nick just keeps fawning over Corinne, you know, who just wants someone to make her mac and cheese, and like Vanessa is this top notch catch.
Yeah, I think it's going to be a non-issue.
Brooks, can I ask you a question?
Because I think it's too early.
As a guy?
Yeah.
And later I think Vanessa will quickly realize, like...
That Corinne's just
there will be all these other things. Yeah, she'll be gone. And I think that we'll see Corinne probably leave because of that earlier than I think the producers would initially want. We usually see the villains last longer. We might see a departure from Corinne a little bit earlier. What do you guys think?
You think she would leave on her own?
No, I think she's just going
to...
She already said once she wanted to go home.
Sorry, Danny. Now, what was the question?
Brooks, question for you. We see Corinne come out earlier in a trench coat, and she's got whatever underneath with the whipped cream, trying to do the sexy thing, talking about that she has it. Yes, it's sexy and it's hot. Then you see someone like Vanessa, starts out dinner by thanking Nick for being him. She initiates that conversation, speaks three languages, educated, stunning, very vibrant. What do you find more sexy?
Oh, well, of course, the Vanessa case, 100%.
I do, too. That's a no-brainer. What boggles my mind is that I feel like a lot of people will fight for Corinne and say they would rather have Corinne, and that's what I'm afraid of. We're going to see.
Really? Because I think that's, like, the instant gratification.
You think that's
Corinne
what it is?
Is the instant gratification. It's just, like, how, like, we're, like, all on our phones. Like, how many people like this photo? That's just, like, instant gratification, you know?
But so Corinne is Instagram.
Okay, Corinne is Instagram.
Vanessa is, and I don't need a phone. I'm going to settle down in the house and put the phone away. Yeah. Let's go.
What's that?
There we go.
Okay. Okay. I like that. I see what you did there.
I mean, that's what I think.
We kind of did it together. It was like teamwork.
Teamwork.
Thanks, Brooks, for answering the question. I appreciate it. So I want to move on. So that all happens. But then dinner. So she initiates that conversation. Mm-hmm. He starts crying. He cries at dinner. That's a big
deal. I'm kind of into him crying.
Why?
Because
what did you see in that moment? Like, in a guy, what did that show you from Nick?
In the world of it being The Bachelor, and this is his fourth time doing this, I think probably for him it was like a release of... I think it was a release of a lot of different emotions. Like,
yeah.
His stress, like, his vulnerability, he was finally able to let it show. And just the possibility that he could actually finally walk away from this experience. You know, having someone on his arm and forever and always. And I think Vanessa was bringing that out in him.
Yeah, well, and to that, too, I mean, look, Nick is, to your point of him being on the show now four times, Nick has to have approached this season with a healthy amount of skepticism of his own ability to interact in this space. I think he alluded to something of that nature, mm-hmm. either on that date or later. So I think for Nick, he's also feeling, yeah, refreshed to then his own like inner monologue is telling him, hey, this actually could work.
He was refreshed.
Yeah, so that I think got him slightly emotional to go, hey, maybe I am. And that is playing into our polarization where, like, is he able to do this or not? Which is interesting to see the protagonist, Nick, mm-hmm. also struggling with that, like, same interpersonal struggle
McKinney,
that we're
yeah.
seeing
yeah.
in our assumption of him.
Ashley just wrote this in the chat room. He literally liked her so much he cried. That girl is powerful. She is. She's,
yeah,
she's
powerful
maybe,
is an awesome word.
From what we've seen, powerful is a great word for it. She's maybe the most powerful girl we've seen, or at least from what they've shown us so far in the house.
And how she carries herself with her confidence. Like, she's just like, I'm going to sit you down and I'm going to say this. And she delivers. Yeah.
Yeah.
I love it. I love the date. I love that they went to the U.S. Bank Building, the tallest building in L.A.
That's cool.
I loved all of it. It was so freaking cool. What a cool date. If I'm Vanessa, I have a lot of quiet confidence walking into the house. And she's not a girl who's going to boast and talk about whatever and blah, blah, blah. But I quietly, confidently walk back in the house like, look at the other girls. I got a leg up on these girls now.
Yeah.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
I think that's
for
really
sure.
cool. Next one, date card. Whitney reads it. And it's another group date, obviously. Rachel, Alexis, Astrid, Jamie, Sarah, Brittany, Dominique. I'm done playing the field. Nick, track and field. I didn't know Nick did track and field in college. I knew he did in high school, but I didn't know he did in college. But Carl Lewis, Allison Felix, and Michelle
Sweet.
Carter. How
That's
cool
awesome.
Is that?
Yeah.
Props to, I can't remember which one of the girls knew it right away, called it out. I would maybe recognize Carl Lewis. I don't know if I would say in my head or out loud, oh, that's Carl Lewis. I think I would recognize Allison Felix. Because it's the Olympics, there's a lot more viewing options now for them,
yep.
and a lot more social media, so we see it more. I don't know if I would recognize Michelle Carter. I didn't watch the shot put.
Would you know them?
No,
I wouldn't.
I didn't
at
know
all.
Any of them.
But Allison Felix
initially.
Is also a name that we saw pushed out a lot, just with women's track and field being so successful. I think we saw it a lot. But anyways, how cool is that? I mean, that's stinking awesome. They get to hang out with them. I thought the date was creative and clever.
I thought they did a really good job.
Yeah, it
was
funny.
I mean, just in sense, like, you know, they're throwing into the heart and
jumping into
the
limo.
Yeah.
And who was the girl that jumped really far?
Okay, I know who you're talking about.
Rachel,
I don't remember. Was it Rachel?
Somebody jumped like into the front seat of the limo.
Yeah, or even further.
Yeah, it was like onto the hood of the car.
You missed your calling in life.
Holy crap.
I was so nervous, by the way, when the ring had fallen and she went to reach for it.
She had like a broken ankle?
No, I was like broken hand or finger or something.
Oh, when she
straight up just threw. Who? I'm just blanking on their names. Who was it that was running? Astrid and Rachel? No.
I don't...
Doesn't matter. You guys know what I'm talking about.
It was Astrid and Rachel.
Guys, did you guys feel any anxiety in that moment? I had immediate anxiety. Like, I'm like, ah, broken hand.
It was just so much going on and like, I don't know.
Yeah, I got to hand it to Rachel, by the way. Rachel looked so good. Like, I know a lot of them just had like a little sports bra on. Rachel looks so good.
Yeah.
Abs sticking out. Somebody just commented this in here. I was going to say something about it anyways.
Damn, girl.
She looked real good.
Damn.
So I got to hand it to her. And then we see. She ends up with Astrid gets the extra time in the hot tub, but who gets the rose? Rachel. That's two.
Yeah, roses. That's awesome.
I mean, other girls have gotten two roses if you include like getting roses at the end of the show. But
I think it says a lot to do it in a group date.
And a group date.
Like, you couldn't wait, you know?
That's pretty cool. Yeah.
Sarah gotten one? She doesn't have a group date.
Well, so that moves me to we got a little over 10 minutes before we move to questions, but that moves me to, I want to talk about this. See the pool party instead of the cocktail ceremony. And we see everything happen at the pool party.
I want to talk about the girl flicking.
Yeah, we'll get there. I want to talk about first before that, some girls who haven't got a lot of time who we think they're maybe saving as like dark horses.
Mm-hmm.
I think Sarah is one of them.
Absolutely. I
think Whitney could be one. What do you guys think?
I think you really want Whitney to be one.
I think so too. I hope.
Yeah.
But she may be a little too reserved.
I don't even know about her personality. Like, or maybe just because they haven't shown her at all.
We haven't really seen any much of Sarah's person. We've seen little bits, and she's very smiley. Yeah. So we receive it as like, oh, personality.
Yeah, that's true.
But
I mean, Sarah for sure is a shoo-in.
Yeah, and Vanessa doesn't have that energy where we immediately are like, oh, you can't not give her camera time.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, that's true.
Try to think who else maybe. We haven't seen much more of Danielle since their first date, Danielle M.
Yep, that's natural.
The blonde.
Yeah.
She's so sweet.
Oh, you were here when I fawned over her.
I'm not surprised about that at all.
Okay, so let's move to the pool party. Chelsea, you guys noticed a little something tonight that was pretty awesome.
That was awesome.
Yeah, we saw that earlier in the show. We saw Alexis have her moment where she steps between the girls in the rose ceremony. She says, "Move, bitches." We thought it was dubbed over. I actually tweeted out that it was edited, and she said, "Excuse me, please." Nick tweeted out that I was wrong, and he said, "I can confirm." She said, "Move, bitches." Then we see her say,
she did
"Move,
it
bitches,"
again.
During track and field.
That's right.
And then Chelsea notices her do a little something. Chelsea, I'm going to let you give it because it was pretty fun.
So when Fran and Nick were in her Princess Bounce house, when the girls were walking out on the side gate, she walks out and just flips them the bird. Like, just, those are my thoughts.
And her face is pretty aggressive too. Yeah. Like
she was not
if you guys
happy
missed
they were
it,
in the Bounce house.
I tweeted out a screen grab of it. You can check it out on my Twitter, but I can't believe Corinne. How does Corinne get a bounce house? Like, Brooks, how does that happen?
Isn't the Bachelor or whatever you want? They're just like, oh, here, that's a good idea.
But like, especially for someone like Corinne.
So any girl could have gone to the producers and been like, so only Corinne?
Only Corinne.
Are there any other girls on this season that could have done this at this point?
No. Really? You don't think?
No, because then what's the value in the story? I don't think that there would be much of a
tell me from a producer's angle. From a producer's angle, Corinne comes and they go to the other producers like, yep, she wants a bounce house. She's already been pretty crazy in that. Like, how does that happen?
Would they bring that option to her? Like, you think she... Yeah.
Yeah.
To make
I
her
don't think
even
Corinne
crazier?
Was like, oh my god, I'm a bounce house. I think they came to her like, do you want to do a bounce like a little
didn't
kid?
Didn't cheese pasta... Okay, chat roll, I need your help. Didn't cheese... I'm calling her cheese pasta for now. That is all she... That is, I'm not saying her name.
CP.
She is...
Mac and
she
cheese.
She is cheese pasta from now. Didn't cheese pasta earlier in one of the other episodes say that something about bounce houses...
God, I don't
in Florida, like her something with her nanny. Why am I getting the feeling she said something about bounce houses?
I don't know. Even if she did and the producers knew that, they'd go, oh, easy segue for her to feel like it's a really great idea. Yeah. Hey, let's do a bounce house.
Yeah. And Nick will be your prince in the bounce house.
And you can mount him.
Jesse O is love. She goes, Alexis, I love you. You're my spirit animal.
Ansel,
yeah.
Nina DeMarco, Alexis is from Jersey. You need to be careful of Jersey girls. Jasmine
Who's
John
from
says,
Jersey?
Alexis better be on Bachelor in Paradise.
Corinne's going to be on Bachelor in Paradise.
Alexis
for sure.
Is from Jersey.
And so is Corinne, right? Is Corinne not from Jersey?
She's no, from Corinne Florida. Is from Miami.
Yeah.
Yikes, Miami.
Yikes. Who grows up in Florida?
The Weeknd says Corinne has to be a paid actress by the show. No, I don't think so. I don't think so.
She should be, but
Misha C said did her Danny blow up or did her nanny blow up the bounce house? Yeah, I hope there's a Twitter account called Cheese Pasta Amanda as well. Nobody seems to know, but I'm very interested in that. Guys, did you really see anything in the pool party lean you towards anybody going home or staying for sure?
We didn't really see much of the pool party.
Yeah, I think
the
girls were just pissed.
Other than the girls being pissed. Yeah. In the previews, we start to see a little bit of this Taylor cheese pasta feud really get some fuel. You weren't here, Chelsea. Brooks, do you remember we had this moment? We said, who's going to be the girl in the house who's going to rise up against Corinne?
Yeah.
Did any of us say Taylor?
I don't think so.
I don't think so either.
No, I think Raven and...
Yeah, we were like, Raven, Kristen... Who's it gonna be?
Raven is the one with the southern accent, right?
Yeah,
okay, because let's go to Raven's for that moment when she was like, "It was revealed
that it was like a robot
that that Corinne has a nanny." And Nick's response was just like, "Ah, the rest of America when they heard
what
she has a like, what?"
Uh-huh. And then you could see the wheels turning, and Nick's like, "Wait for her kids? I mean, she had kids?
Did she have a kid?"
And then he's like, "Wait for herself?" And I just thought that was most perfect moment of this episode.
It was incredible.
I would pee my pants. That was so funny.
Really, the only thing I took from the previews was the Taylor versus Corinne next week. I think it's going to be freaking great.
I think it's great.
It looks like there's a moment where they're sitting around the couches. And by the way, chat room, I'm just going to give you a heads up. We're going to do predictions, and then we're going to go to you guys here in about 3 minutes. So if you have questions, can you start asking them now, please? There was a moment where it looks like they're sitting around on a couch, and someone says to her, "Are you really ready as a 23-year-old to get married?"
Yep.
Who said that?
To a 36-year-old man. It was, you guys, why can't I remember her name? She was a brunette.
Alexis?
The names have been harder this season.
Yeah,
for me as
I don't know why.
I feel like I'm better on names this season than any other season.
Oh, I feel like I.
We're probably just doing a bad job of writing them down when we see them. Anyway.
Show us up. Look at Charol. I bet they know. No, I'm being serious. Because I can...
What's from a face? Oh, bam.
Yeah,
they know.
They just know. Does no one know?
The weekend, people are saying Taylor and Corinne are going to have a 2-on-1. Maybe it is going to be next week, our first 2-on-1.
No,
it would be interesting to see.
It's too early. They won't send one of them home now.
Yeah,
no
it's
way.
Too early to have a 2-on-1. And both those girls are too prime in the house.
Yeah.
It says a lot about Taylor because the producers knew that there had to be someone. There had to be another someone to make opposite of Corinne. And it's interesting that Taylor, because we don't really know a lot about Taylor to this point, we haven't seen a lot of screen time. But we's about to.
I really was into Jasmine this episode. And like her reaction when they were sitting on the couch and Corinne said that she has a nanny was absolutely hysterical.
Oh, yeah.
It's fantastic.
She is so funny.
Jasmine's
She's like,
great.
What?
So do you know how to wash your clothes?
I love her. And she is a spitting image of Gabrielle
Union from Omaha, Nebraska.
Stunning. Absolutely stunning.
She is.
Yeah. And talk about abs. Did you see her in a bathing suit?
She's a dancer. Of course she's going to have abs.
My
she looks
God.
Fantastic. Do you think... I thought Jasmine was maybe one of the people that would rise up against Corinne. A little
I
more
thought
like
I
spoken.
Think
she,
I mean, I think she will at some point. Or like once the
edge.
Fights...
Maybe she just
going,
laughs about it,
She's
though.
Just going to jump in, I think.
Let's do this. Before we move to questions, Steven, can we please go to predictions?
Now,
are you crying?
You're after Buzz TV.
This is all I want from predictions for you guys. Give me your top four after tonight. Brooks.
Vanessa, Danielle, M, Danielle L, and Whitney.
Okay.
I'm going to take Danielle M off, and I'm going to put Sarah on instead.
Ooh.
I'm going to take Whitney on and put Sarah in.
But who are the other? Oh, the same as mine. Okay.
Yeah.
I got Danielle M, Danielle L, Vanessa, and Whitney.
Okay. So is that the same? Yeah.
We're almost all the same.
I think Sarah and Rachel are both tied for fifth for me.
Come on, guys, let's mix it up. Let's throw somebody in there.
Raven. I think Sarah and Rachel are tied for fifth for me. Rachel could be in there instead of Whitney. Very curious to see on that one.
Dun, dun, dun.
Dun, dun, dun. All right, let's move to questions. First question. From Sarah. Guys, we have 10 minutes for questions. We're doubling the amount of time we said we're going to give you your questions because we love you and we want to do that. First question from Sarah. Could you see any girls from this season being compatible with any Bachelor alum or with you, Danny? Ha ha. Let's go with the first question. Bachelor alum.
interesting. I could see Corinne and like Robbie hitting it off on Bachelor in Paradise.
Oh,
it's you guys think really, it's a really great suggestion.
You guys think I'm joking? Yeah. I am not at all.
Well, I. You guys, what I feel if like Corinne and Olivia,
maybe if they want to, like, you know,
Corinne and Olivia.
Yeah.
What are you talking what? About?
Yeah, Corinne and Olivia. I don't know. Maybe they're like, hey,
that's like a weird fantasy that's coming out.
Yeah, villain fantasy. What, you guys, am I the only one? I guess I'm the only one.
Yeah, I can't say that I've had those fantasies.
I found them in an AOL chat room.
Compatible with me, I don't know any of them well enough, but from what I've seen, you guys know I like Danielle.
Danielle and Vanessa and Whitney.
What about them?
Just all Danny.
Andrea or Andrea Wynn, I think is how I pronounce your last name. She says, first of all, excited to see you on Extra TV tomorrow, Brooks. You're going to be on Extra
tomorrow?
Oh, that's
right. I forgot about that.
Oh,
yeah, I'm going to be there at 10 a.m.
What are you going to be on Extra for?
Extra.
Talking about Bachelor After Show.
With who?
With Hannah. The host of the after morning show.
What about
I forgot the title.
Oh,
amazing. Are you excited to be on
it? I'm excited to be on it. Yeah, and I can, you know.
Jeez. Thanks, Andrea. Can you go ahead and tweet him at tomorrow? Wake him up at like 8 a.m.
Oh, Lord. Bless him.
All right. But her question for you, Brooks. Was it awkward being at Des and Chris's wedding?
No.
Okay. That was an easy one. Why not?
Because I love Chris. We were the closest in the house, along with Michael. So there's kind of a trifecta there. And, I knew that I was leaving because it wasn't working out between us, and it wasn't like we were super close at that point. And Chris and her built their relationship well after the show, so to be at their wedding was an honor.
I mean, I've never been to an ex's wedding, but I hope that I never have to sit through an ex's wedding. That sounds...
Well, yeah, I can't consider. Okay, now you're assuming that she's my ex. Like,
because, I mean, come on.
But we were on a show. We actually went on 2.5 dates. Like, would you be weirded out if a friend of yours went out with somebody that you had gone on, like, 2 dates with?
Yeah.
You would be?
Yeah.
2 dates? No, absolutely not. Absolutely. What? I would call the friend and say, hey, just want to make sure you're cool with it as a friend. I'm going to go. Anyways, I'm going to move on to more questions. S. Omen says, if you could choose a bachelorette from what we've seen so far, who would you choose? One name.
If we could choose
a bachelorette from who we've seen so far. One girl.
Oh. Sarah.
Oh, dude, I thought the same thing. And I'm like, they're going to pick Sarah to be the next bachelorette.
Yeah. I think Vanessa.
Vanessa would be great. She's too tall.
I mean, I just, I almost.
Hi, Pure Life 228 from Thailand. Hello.
That's awesome.
Aside from the kooky characters like Alexis and Corinne, who else can you see on Bachelor in Paradise? Dominique is my pick. One name.
Dominique. Oh, the one, she just got kicked off?
No, she's still on.
I can see Rachel.
Oh, no, Dominique. Yeah, they did just kick off.
Yeah.
Oh, we can talk about that. Yeah, sorry. Yeah. Bye, Dominique.
Bye, girl.
Bye, Felicia.
Bye.
One girl, Bachelor in Paradise.
I stick to my initial choice.
Me too.
Charlie Rose 214 asks an interesting question. We'll take like 30 seconds on this. Why do you think they don't get older women for Nick, or like in their early 30s, since he's 36? Why is
doesn't
that?
Doesn't he put that's a great what question. He wants down? Yeah. Or is that not real? I thought that like with the contestants, he's
so
like,
you think he's like keep him under 25?
Well, apparently, I mean, there's got to be a reason.
No, I.
Or is he not like...
That doesn't seem like the most logical reason, I'm saying.
Oh, I thought... This is how I always viewed it. Maybe I've always thought this wrong. If he was like, I am so not attracted to blondes. Like, don't... I can't have all these blonde contestants.
Interesting.
Okay, but...
Like, I thought they sat down and like did a little character traits, like personality, looks, the whole age, everything.
Well, they do cast more than the 25 or the 30 that he got.
Sure.
That actually come out for the show. So they're...
They cast like 50.
Yeah, they do?
There's like 20 secondaries, aren't there?
Well, that come to the hotel, I know that there's at least 5. They come all the way, they think they're going to be on the show, and they go,
can you
sorry,
imagine?
You got
give
cut.
Up your phone, all ready to
yeah,
go.
All that.
Wait,
they're
but
sitting
they get
there
cut
thinking,
based on what?
Just that what I'm trying to lead into is, I think Nick has some say within those parameters, because casting starts months in advance before they even
most of those
know
girls
who the
for
Bachelor
Luke.
Is.
Oh, I would have signed up for Luke.
Yeah, but America wouldn't have watched.
When do you guys think? This is from...
America wouldn't have watched if Luke was the Bachelor?
No.
I absolutely next 100% disagree with you.
Danielle
Heggie. That should be the next question.
Danielle Heggie, when do you guys think Nick will send Corinne home?
I think we've got 3 more episodes.
That's generous, I think. Yeah.
All right. Amanda F. Brooks, what was the most hidden thing you found out while on The Bachelorette that we don't see as viewers?
Ooh, I think that was one that we just went over, that topic about how they do the casting. Yeah. God, I think we've covered it in like past episodes, so yeah. I can't really, I don't want to speak to that nauseam.
Fair question from Nina DeMarco. What do you feel about Dom going home early? Because we didn't really even cover that. We skipped over it. You know, if Nick didn't see it, I'm okay with her going home. I don't want him to waste anybody's time and just to be nice.
Yeah, he didn't see it.
And he was nice about it.
He didn't see it at all.
Yeah.
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 That's okay. He was like, okay, cool. Nice. That's how you feel?
Nice to see you.
Cool. Let's stop the false pretenses and just move on.
Fantasy Stats Guru asks, what one-on-one date would you want to go on with your front runner? Like, would you want to do like a helicopter thing, like a zero gravity thing?
What would you do?
If you're the bachelor or the bachelorette and it's your front runner, like the person in your mind who you think, like, this is the person I'm most into, what would you want to go do? I don't know if I want to do anything crazy.
Yeah.
I'd want to get out on a yacht in the middle of the ocean away from everything.
I just want to be like on a beach somewhere.
As much talking time as possible. Yeah.
Or in a jungle, waterfalls, hiking around.
For sure.
I'd want to do something like really chill.
It'd be the most boring TV. You know, I'll just make it really boring. Yeah. Like, this is all great.
I don't want to scale a wall or like rappel or...
No.
Jump out of a plane. I want to go just be around and talk. Mm-hmm. That's all I want to do.
Oh, by the way, that happened.
Really boring.
That happened to me on my dinner date. The producers had to come over and they go, all the stuff you're talking about, you guys get to know each other. It's great. It's great. We just don't have anything for the episode. So we need some stuff.
Oh my God.
What do you have to do?
You're like, okay, well, and they're here's so I guess this stuff. Is the answer to your answer. Question. Something. Yeah. They were like, okay, well, what about this topic to talk about? And we're like, okay. So we then like have
so
to start
like,
talking about
so
this.
So sharks.
Wow. Oh, Jessica. Oh, correct me. I did say Taylor would be the one to rise up against Corinne. Go me. I forgot about that. Kristen Epperson.
Get on with you,
this is a great question. How do you guys feel about Nick saying he gave Corinne the group rose partially to see how the girls would react? I forgot he did say that.
He said
this
that?
Was on. Someone sent us on Twitter this article.
Do you think that's sort of playing mind games with the girls or not? Quick answer.
If he did say that, then yes.
I felt like it was a good excuse to say why he gave the rose to
Corinne. Well,
why
does he have to make an excuse? If he wanted to pick her, then he could pick her.
Well, because I think people were like, he gave her the rose because the producers wanted him to give the rose to Corinne. Because why else would he have come out and said that?
That has to be true, too.
Interesting.
Why did he come out and just say that? That's a weird thing.
Yeah.
Carmen Reed asked, didn't they talk about how the average age has actually changed? It just seems worse because it's a wider split this time. It's a good point because Nick is older than most bachelors have been.
Right.
It is a wider split. Soccer Freak 1011 asks, is something sketch about Raven or is it just me?
No, I don't think she's sketch.
I don't think anything's sketch about Raven.
I don't think she's sketch, but I think she's blunt. That's why I think she's going to go further.
Brit asks, Chelsea, I'm going to let you answer this first. If you could ask Chris Harrison one question, what would it be?
Are you tired of saying this is the most dramatic season yet?
Did you, in fact, hook up with Selma?
Who?
Selma
Hayek? That's so...
Oh, come on.
No, not some hike.
Oh, I was like, there's no way.
Remember, there was some controversy of whether or not Chris Harrison was hooking up with some of the
I think Chris Harrison has the best job in America.
Misha C., do you believe Nick will pull a Caitlin and sleep with Corinne, which may cause someone to leave?
Nope.
I think Nick sleeps with someone.
I think Nick sleeps with someone, too.
But with Corinne was the question, correct?
I don't know if it's Corinne. I don't think it's Corinne.
I don't know.
But I think
it
may be.
But he sleeps with someone.
And that may be what all the tears that we see, that they led us to believe would maybe
was
be about.
Was Corinne, yeah.
Corinne's tactics, by the way, I mean, just
oh
awful.
Oh, my gosh.
In terms of, like, here's what I'm going to do. He's just going to do that.
Yeah.
I'm like, solid plan.
Julia Au, my question is, can you guys please make Damn Daniel and Alexis happen? They are a match made in heaven. Remember Daniel, Canadian Daniel?
Yes. Yes.
Oh my gosh, Julia, that's genius.
I miss Dan.
Matchmaker. I miss Dan.
Yeah, I do. Dan, if you're out there,
Ashley Taylor says Rachel for Bachelorette.
Let's connect.
We got like 45 seconds. Rachel, I could see that.
Yeah.
I could see that. Raven and Luke, no. Corinne and Chad. Jasmine John says no.
No.
Misha C. Orange Robbie, yes, Orange Robbie. See if there's any other questions.
Guys, quickly, before we talk more about The Bachelor, I would love to introduce to you a brand new show coming out on CW. That's Riverdale. From the network that brought you The Vampire Diaries and Gossip Girl comes the CW's wickedly irresistible new series, Riverdale. Welcome to Riverdale, the small town with big secrets. The story begins with the new year at Riverdale High and the grisly discovery of the body of one of its brightest young stars. As the shock of an entire town sets in, suspicions and questions arise. Who killed Jason Blossom and why? What did everybody really do over the summer and with whom? The series is based on characters from the beloved classic Archie comics. Did you ever read it? Which character are you? Are you a good girl like Betty or more of a Veronica? Are you like the golden boy Archie or are you a misunderstood loner like Jughead? Which character are you secretly crushing on? Get ready because in this twist on the classic, there's a lot more to each character than that meets the eye. In Riverdale, nothing and nobody are as they seem. Don't miss the thrilling premiere of the must-see new drama Riverdale, Thursday, January 26th, only on the CW. Looks good.
You got one opportunity.
Whatever. Guys, any other thoughts? Where can people find you in the meantime before we're back next week?
You want to do that, Chelsea?
I got it. All right. You can find me on Instagram at MillennialMiss.
Wait. Chelsea, what? Don't sell yourself short.
Just Instagram?
MillennialMiss.com. Oh, you have a new blog post up.
Okay, do I have a new blog post? It's actually pretty incredible if you want to read it.
What's it about?
It's about how to give your girlfriend's relationship advice in a graceful manner. So you can check that out on the MillennialMiss.com.
I will do that. What is it again? Another shameless plug at Little Millennial Miss. You can find me at Brooks Forster on Instagram and or Twitter. To be honest, I'm just not snapping anymore these days. And if you're out there, if you're in LA area, Danny and I, Sunrise Social Club, Tuesdays and Thursdays, 7 a.m., come run with us.
You guys can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Danny Hoyt, DannyHoyt. Thank you guys to everybody in the chat room that submitted questions. I tried to get through as many as we could. We love you guys. Thanks for hanging out with us. We'll catch you next week. Bye, Mom.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Cheese pasta.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.